finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And we got some very quick little, just little news bits here. And one is that Haley Robinson, you know who Haley Robinson is?
No.
She's one of the Epstein survivors.
Oh, okay.
She said that every time that she hears the rumor that Epstein's still alive, she said just she's terrorized, okay, because of what he put her through. Now, a group of them got together and saying they're going to make their own list.
I saw their own list,
okay. And, you know, I wish they wouldn't hurry up and get it over with.
Well, there's a couple issues with that, though, because without proof, they're going to end up getting defamation lawsuits. And it's just it's going to end up being a mess. But I think the public needs to know. But there needs to be some kind of proof, too, to go along with it for their sake. Otherwise, they're going to end up getting themselves in some kind of legal issues.
Well, some of them have said, please don't use me. I don't want my name. I don't want it because I don't want people to know what happened to me.
Yeah.
I don't want my family to know what happened to me. And I can understand that, okay. One woman has said that she was told in a way that she needed to keep her mouth shut. And that way, nothing would happen to her children. Okay? Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, this is hearsay. You know, I don't know, but I know how this stuff works. Now, the left out there they're begging, they're hoping, they're praying that somehow they can find some way to try to connect Trump to that Epstein's Island. Okay, if there had been any evidence at all, they would have been all over that a long time ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago they would have. If not 10 years ago, certainly 8 years ago. You know, like when. During his first term, when they were impeaching him for every single thing that they could possibly think of, you think they wouldn't have done that?
Oh, yeah. Now, but here's the thing, Kenny. All of these people, Clapper, Brennan, Comey, all of these, remember, Epstein was a part. He was working with the CIA and the FBI.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Mossad, all three. And so... here,
I mean, that's all alleged, but I mean, it's pretty much out there, you know.
Yeah, well, it's out there. Not only that, but you got to understand the United States government, our intelligence agency, our federal government under Joe Biden was the world's largest trafficker. The federal government, sex of children. That's a fact. That's an absolute fact. Okay. Now, there's some of this stuff that's like, it's the chatter that's out there. Some of the chatter is, well, you know, here, if my name comes out, on this, then there's thousands of children, and I know exactly where they're kept, and I know who's gotten, they'll never see light of day again. Those children are dead. If my name comes up on that, they're dead, all of them, you know. Now, you don't know, to how much validity, but you know that these type of people would do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we do know that thousands and thousands and thousands of children are missing.
Yeah, and unfortunately, though, then you end up, with the dilemma that it, would it be better for the children if that was actually the case instead of continuing to deal with the abuse?
Well, here's the thing.
Because if that is the actual case, and say whoever, John Doe, come and says, you know, his name's Implement, and he's like, well, I know where all these children are, and they're all dead. You run the risk of that being true, but you also have a possible opportunity to save them if you could get him to talk.
Good point.
Because otherwise, you just don't do anything, and these children continue to be abused.
Well, the thing of it is, these people are not going to talk unless they walk.
Yeah,
I'll talk if I walk. I'm not going to talk, and then you'll have some that will say, "Look, I'll be willing to throw these others under the bus." Okay,
mm-hmm.
if I walk, but I want a guarantee. I want guarantees that I can walk. Okay,
which is awful. But I'd be willing to have that conversation if you can still save thousands and convict hundreds or thousands of others. You know what I'm saying? Because one way or another, they're going to face judgment, whether it's from us or from our Father God.
Well, you have some of these horrible people like Mengele, like Anthony Fauci Mengele, you know, I mean, what he did to children's, that guy was he's an animal, okay, what he did to so many children, okay. And then Mariakas was another one. He was making a fortune off of selling these children.
Mm-hmm.
You notice how they just disappeared?
Yep.
Just, they're gone, okay. And so But they're not forgotten. They're under investigation, big time. They are under investigation. And so what we want to see, that the people really want to see some convictions. They want, yep. We want some justice, don't we?
Want some perp walks.
They say Bolton will be the first one to go, John Bolton.
It's possible. It's possible. They conducted that raid, and if they find what they're hope that they would find, because they obviously had a reason to raid, if they actually find wrongdoing, which is, you know, what the raid was about, is to inquire if there was any actual evidence for what they suspect. And if they have that evidence and find the wrongdoing and convict him, let's go.
They have the evidence. The knucklehead put it in a book. He took
yes.
information, classified documents, and he put them in a book when he was told not to do that, okay? That his book would not be allowed, and he did it. So they're that's just on one charge. They're coming after him, okay? And so, you know, there you go. Now, they're today in China, Xi Jinping and Putin and the little rocket man. You know who the little rocket man is?
Yeah, that's the North Korea guy.
Yeah, they've formed this Everlasting Confederacy, which they had this huge military parade, huge, huge.
Mm-hmm.
And the liberals here, the communists in this country, were praising that parade. And yet, you know, when we had a parade, and they hate America.
They really do.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
Yeah, it really is. And now, in Louisiana, they got the Louisiana lockup. Did you see that?
No, what's that?
It's one of the largest and called the toughest prison in the United States.
Ooh, better than Alligator Alcatraz?
Yeah, this place is very, very tough. It's where they take the very hardest and the worst serial killers, and that's where they send them there. And the very, very most violent is where they place there, and they just put in 50 illegal aliens who were over here with records of murder and rape, and so 50 illegal Democrats.
Mm.
So just put in there. Of course, now Trump's trying to take the children we found. They've located their parents. back in Venezuela.
Yeah, he's trying to reunite them.
Trying to send the children back, and you got this rogue judges. These prostitutes, instead of wearing miniskirts, they're wearing black robes, trying to stop that. They're out there, these rogue judges are out there trying to use lawfare to stop Trump at any means. They hate America. They hate America.
Mm-hmm.
And just, again, you know, we're at war with them.
They hate America. They hate Trump. And I've said it many times, if Trump comes out and says he loves oxygen, they'll stop breathing. Anything that he tries to do, they're gonna do the opposite. It doesn't matter how good it is for our country, which is, it's disgusting, it's sickening. It's like these politicians in Illinois that are fighting against Trump with because he's offering to help them try to curb the crime problem that they have. Accept the help. Say
the
thank
people.
You. Say thank you and accept the help. Work together.
The people in Chicago are begging. They're begging Trump, send in the agents, please.
Yeah, because they're the ones that have to deal with the crime.
58 more shootings over the weekend. 58 people shot.
These rich politicians don't deal with the crime. They don't go to those neighborhoods where all that crime is happening. And even if they come slightly close to it, it doesn't matter because they've got their own armed security. The average citizen in Chicago does not have armed security. They are out there risking their lives anytime they're out past 7 p.m.
Right. Well, you know.
Maybe even during the middle of the day.
But how do you expect criminals and murderers and gangbangers to be criminals, murderers, and gangbangers if you won't allow them?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if they identify as a criminal, murderer, gangbanger, then I guess we have to affirm it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's. Lunacy,
know,
it's insane.
Well, you know, speaking of insane, that very, very brilliant governor of California, Governor Newsom.
Ugh.
You know what he found out?
What?
He did some investigation, and he found out that Tom, what's his name, Holton, whatever, from ICE.
Oh, Holman.
Holman was going to come in to California with his ICE men,
mm-hmm,
and steal all of their voting machines. That's
what?
Yeah, that's what he said.
What? I heard, and he also raised a concern that ICE was going to be there at the polling stations when people are trying to vote.
Yeah.
Why would that be a concern?
Well,
because they want illegals to vote.
Absolutely. They are so corrupt, completely and totally corrupt. I mean, completely corrupt, okay? And, you know, just like, you know, when I keep hearing Spectrum News here when they say, and President Trump falsely claimed, they keep saying that
the about sky was blue?
Well, that there was election fraud. Listen, those are the words of liars. Mm-hmm. That's a lie told by liars. You know, I sat there, you sat there, I watched them flip the numbers right in front of my face.
Yep.
Okay.
I was laying in bed. It was like, what, 2, 3 in the morning? Something like that?
Yeah, somewhere around that area. But I watched them do it. And here, you know, it's like they're telling me, who are you going to believe, us or your lying eyes?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Unbelievable. Just unbelievable, the lies they told her. The fix was in. The fix, and everybody got paid, okay? And I can tell you, Spectre News needs to start telling the truth and quit saying that. Now, here's, you know that the federal employees, I hate to have to say this, but they're having... to show up at work. They're having to go and actually work during the day now.
What? They have to leave their house?
Yeah, they have
what?
To leave. Well, they have to leave the hot tubs. They have to leave the golf courses. They have to leave the beach.
And this is after they actually they had to respond to an email, what, 6 months ago, naming five things that they did that week?
Yeah.
Now they have to go to work, too?
They have to go to the office. They have to go right in the office and sit down.
Trump's just gone too far.
Yes.
Gone too far. Now I regret my vote now.
Yeah. And don't forget now, a lot of those were out doing their civic duty of protesting Trump.
Yeah, on the clock, probably.
Yeah, on the clock, and protesting you and me, okay? Mm-hmm. And so that's a little bit of what's going on now. Speaking of corrupt judges, this deranged anti-Trump judge releases from jail woman who wants to kill President Trump. We talked a little bit about this yesterday.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
The virulently anti-Trump federal judge, and that's that James Boasberg. How is it that he's managed to catch four different cases against Trump? You know that.
Yeah, I mean, it's the luck of the draw, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, wow, those odds, he should have been playing the Powerball.
Right. He has ordered a woman who was jailed from her deranged social media posts said about desire to kill President Donald Trump, and he released her from jail. Instead of being behind bars, Nathalia Rose Jones has been told to be on the electronic monitoring and to go see a psychiatrist. I think Boasberg should go with her to the psychiatrist. What do you think?
I think he should be monitored as well.
Yeah, he should be. Those instructions come of James Boasberg, a federal judge in Washington who has held an agenda against President Trump during the Russiagate conspiracy theory that was launched by Democrats against President Trump in 2016. Boasberg, at that time, was a part of the effort by Barack Hussein Obama, the regime, on behalf of now twice-failed president hopeful Hillary Clinton, to spy and undermine President Trump. Lately, he has run an agenda opposing Trump's efforts to secure America's borders and remove illegal alien criminals from U.S. stores or shores, widely insisting that two jets loaded with those individuals that already were on deportation flights in international airspace turn around and return the criminals to America without acknowledging whether the jets even had enough fuel to do that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now the New York Post has responded that Boasberg released Jones, a 50-year-old Big Apple resident under electronic monitoring, on August 27th and ordered she see a psychiatrist once back home. Do you think she's going to do it?
Probably not. And if she does, she's going to find one that's going to affirm her feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's just nothing at all that's legitimate about these people.
No, there's not. I hope she does see a legit psychiatrist because she obviously has TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, and I think it's, I think that is very real, and I think people seriously need to see some help.
Absolutely.
They need to get over that because it is insane what how they feel about Trump and America because of it.
Let's open the phone lines and take some calls.
That sounds good.
Phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Phone lines are open. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call here. Jewish liberals defend their religion. This is by Don Feeder, a Jewish man. In 1993, I gave a speech at the Heritage Foundation in Washington titled Making Sense of Jewish Liberalism. I explained that for secular Jews, liberalism was a religion that was in no way connected to authentic Judaism. What was observed was in 1993 has become suicidal in 2025, with Israel fighting for its survival and American Jews besieged. Jewish liberals are clinging more tenet to their ever, more than ever, to their Erisat religion. The United Jewish Appeal Jewish Federation of New York is donating $1 million to the humanitarian aid for the residents of Gaza Strip. the same people who put Hamas into power and still condone the atrocities of October 7, 2023, such as the beheadings of the Jewish babies in front of their mothers. Now, here, you know, I've noticed one of the things, the most anti-Semitic people that I know are Jews.
That's crazy.
And, yeah. Now, they're not always liberal Jews, okay? Liberal Jews are, they're the worst. Like, for example, you'd have a good example on Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
He's 110%. He's an apostate Jew. He's the seed, but not the son of Abraham. And he's with all of that anti-Semitic. He's in, you know, with what took place here, the protests, the marches on the college campuses, so on and so forth. But, and of course you got, like this Jamie, what's his name, is another one. You know, they support...
Raskin?
Yeah, yeah. They support anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish, religious. They're anti-religious Jews, okay? Especially Orthodox. But it's like they self-destruct. They're the worst there when it comes to. Now, I know a couple people that are very anti-Semitic people, and guess what? They're Jews. They're Jews, and it's amazing. But it's like George Soros. They're like George Soros. They hate their heritage. And you know, George Soros is a Jew that hates Jews, and he hates Christians. Of course, he hates God. He thinks he is one. Okay, so
yeah, that's crazy. You want to go to calls?
Yeah, let's take some calls.
All right, first up, we got Dale in Parma Heights.
All right, Dale in Parma Heights, you're in the air.
Oh, I just wanted to say, you know, about people saying God allows, you know, people to be punished, Christians, but I think Ecclesiastes says that the last will be first and the first will be last, and a time for war, a time for peace.
Well, you're right, but those that suffer the most for the Lord's sake will be rewarded the most for the Lord's sake.
Right, and the last will be first, and the first will be last, correct?
Absolutely, yep.
Oh, that was my only comment or question, Pastor. Oh,
well, that was a good one. All right, thanks, Dale.
Okay, thanks.
All right, very good.
All right, next up we've got Zoe in Massachusetts.
Okay, I haven't heard from Zoe in a while. Hey, Zoe, you are in the air.
Hi, Pastor, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you there in Massachusetts?
Oh, Lord, come on. Oh, yes, where's the promised land? You mentioned about the Jews. We have about 2% of the American population is Jewish, just to throw that out on the wall. But what it caught you about, Pastor, is I don't understand why Trump is so motivated to go to Chicago. And the reason I say that is their leaders that they voted for obviously don't want his help in any way. And they are going to use this as a tremendous media time. And it is just going to be so chaotic. And yet there's been so many people from the red states that voted him in. And the work that he does in cleaning up these cities of the red states that have them would be so kind and so loving. And it would be like appreciated. And I think he needs to go where he's embraced. And if they want to drown in their situation, let them drown. They can't blame Trump then. They can't.
Well, here's the problem, Zoe. Here's the problem, okay?
All right.
If I was to tell you, okay, Zoe, we're going to have an election. We're going to have an election this coming Tuesday. Now, We have virtually 1 million people voting in this election here, and so here's the results I want. I want to have out of this 1 million. We can't make it. We got to make it look decent. I want 600,000 going for the Democrats and the other 400,000 for the Republicans. That's what I want. So that's the numbers you're going to produce for me. That's how elections run in Chicago. People, you know, the people, the reason Trump wants to go there is the people in Chicago are begging him. They're, you know, last weekend they had 58 people shot. And, you know, if you could pretty much, let's just say you want to take maybe you want to go and shoot some young kid in the head. Chicago is the place you can do it and pretty much get away with it, okay? And if you're, let's just say you're a minor, you're under 18, it's a good chance that you could go and shoot more than one other kid in the head and not even go to jail to get out, okay, because they have such corrupt prosecutors. And so the people in Chicago, they all can't move. Many of them would tell me that if they could, they would move out of there in a heartbeat if they had some place to go, if they could afford to. But here's the other thing. I had a gang member call me when Obama was in office. He was a gang member of a big gang there in Chicago, and he was the leader of the gang, the leader, but the former leader. He started listening to me on the radio, and he said, I could tell you, you know, when it comes to the guns, you want to know where all these kids are getting these guns? He said, we get a call, and we're told that at this time, at this place, go and you're going to find a crate. And we'll go, and there will be a crate full of guns and ammo. He's just sitting there. And he says, we know that it's the federal government under Obama that's doing it, providing the guns. Remember what Obama was there in Chicago? He was called a community. Was it a community?
Organizer or something.
Organizer, yeah. But that's just means you're the top drug leader. You know, you're the boss in that community there. And so that's just the way it works out there. So the reason Trump's going there to clean up Chicago, the people are begging him to clean up the Chicago. And there's a lot of people. I just had some family members that just recently had to go to Chicago for something, and they were really concerned about whether getting in and getting out alive. And so that's why they need to clean it up. They really need to clean it up.
Well, another thing, though, too, is he almost has to start with the blue states, because he wants to show that he is the president for all of America, not just Republicans, not just conservatives, that regardless if you're a liberal, Democrat, independent, libertarian, whoever, he's your president, and he's not going to play politics with people's lives, with the safety of Americans. And he's showing that, because think about it, if he just sent troops down to Miami, or, you know, in Florida, you know, where it's red state, Miami, he's going to send them to Montana, he's going to send them to Ohio, or even if he just did that, they'd be all over him. So he's only helping his Republicans, he's only helping his red states, he's a divider in chief. You know, that's how it would be portrayed.
Look what he did to D.C., the most liberal district of crime is what it meant. Of crime, and that's it is. You could never look. Bill Clinton said it. He said that he could go out. It was Barack Obama said it, and Clinton agreed. He said, I could go out and I could shoot people right in broad daylight, and never spend a day in jail. He made that statement. Okay. Because of the corruption, there's so much corruption there in D.C. You have all of these Democrats, over 90% of the federal workers were Democrats. So they're cleaning the corruption up. So many people getting killed there in D.C. Unbelievable. So he did the right thing. And guess what? The people that live in D.C., they are beside themselves. They are thrilled.
Ecstatic.
They're so happy.
Yes.
And now that mayor of D.C., she was one of the wokes until the people told her, you go against Trump on this. If you don't help him out, you're gone in the next election. Because they finally found some help. Okay?
Yeah. And then she was out there praising him and thanking him for the help.
Yeah, she saw the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, I think that's. Well, thank you. I knew that I would get it from you two gentlemen. It set me straight.
Well, thanks for calling, Zoe.
I don't think I'll call again.
Oh, no.
No, you got to call.
Okay.
Please, yeah. There's nothing wrong with having a conversation and seeing a different point of view, because you're never going to hear that point of view if you don't ask those questions.
Well, thank you. Made me feel good, Randy.
Here's what you have to do, Zoe. You got to call it and make Kenny and I look good, because we haven't been able to do it for ourselves.
Oh, I'm hanging up. I'm not even going to talk to you two anymore.
She's not that talented.
All right.
But let's pray for his safety.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We'll be back after this, I think.
I think so.
Read his word. Heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing. Prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he comes in the clouds, each and every knee shall bow, every ear shall hear him, every eye shall see. Fire will flash as lightning shines from east to west. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing. Prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Our Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Create up your minds to be believing. Prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
King of Kings. I think this coming Saturday, Sunday, Lord's willing, unless the Lord changes up, at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, I'll be preaching on repentance, because now there is this huge movement out there, again, it's increasing with the apostate church, that repentance is not necessary, and there's no need to repent anymore of sin. Let's go. Now, Joyce, hey, Bob, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor Ernie, how you doing tonight? I jumped in late. I really wasn't sure what the topic was, but the other day you had let me say over the air a prayer, you know, united, so that guy Mandani doesn't get elected in New York. So I happened to call one of the local radio stations last night, Dominic Carter on WABC, and I explained to him, you know, I was on your station, I was able to say the prayer, and I didn't realize that when President Trump got elected, that people all over the world were praying. So I said to him, so what I'm trying to say to your audience is the power of prayer. We all need, and he goes, Bob, I mean to disagree with you. I go, what do you mean? He goes, that power of prayer is not going to work. I said, okay, click, and I hung up on him. You know, so there's a delay on it. So I happened to put the radio on, and I heard my whole conversation. And they were goofing on me, Pastor Ernie, about the power of prayer. And stuff like that. I just say the prayer for them that hopefully they will understand and learn before it's too late.
Well, look what happened when that trans thing shut all those kids in the Catholic school. It shut all those people, killed those kids. What was the response from the fake news media, from the mayor right there? They mocked prayer. They mocked prayer, okay? How much good did that prayer do them that they were saying, okay? Well, I'm going to tell you, God is not mocked. And that is just, that is a sign of the times, okay? Now, those very same people, I can tell you, those very same people that mocked God in prayer, you let them get caught in a burning building and watch who they call upon.
Amen. Amen. Yep. Anyway, Pastor Ron, you know I love you guys. Keep on doing what you're doing. You have a blessed night, okay?
You do the same. Thanks, Bob, out there in New Jersey. God bless you. All right, very good. Phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call here. And hear straight up evil. Author calls for trans ideology to be outlawed and eradicated from public life by Bob Unruh. Besides the harm that transgender ideology does to individuals, leaving boys being less than boys and girls being less than girls after treatment, the lost families and lives, the multiple mass killers that have come from that lifestyle, there is a threat to public safety, as much as should be outlawed and eradicated from public life. That's according to an article by John Daniel Davidson, a book author and writer whose work has appeared on the Wall Street Journal and the Claremont Review of Books and the New York Post and more. He's now the senior editor at The Federalist and has delivered an expert opinion on the leftist agenda being pursued across America despite the opposition from President Trump. And so I think I agree. Transgender is not normal. It's an abomination. It's an unclean thing. We don't have to tolerate a demonic ideology that destroys lives, tears families apart, and keeps producing mass shooters, he concluded. The comments followed by just days, the most recent of a long list of trans-identifying individuals who have turned into mass killers. The Annunciation Catholic school shooting in Minneapolis. It should be obvious by now that the transgenderism the entire industrial complex of medical interventions, legal actions, social affirmations, and political rhetoric now attached to what was once called gender dysphoria is a serious threat to public safety, he wrote. But the gender ideology that affirms them in their delusion should be men and women suffering from this cruel delusion should have our compassion, and every effort should be made to bring them back to the reality of their biological sex. Public policy, however, should focus on the ideology of transgenderism and those who perpetrate it. Now, let me, did you know that, and what George Washington did in his army, first of all, to people that were caught taking the Lord's name in vain, they got lashes. They got mm-hmm. tied to a post. And those that got caught in homosexual sin, they went to prison.
Good.
That was a long term. Who do we have in the air there?
First up, we've got Scott in Cleveland.
Let's go to Cleveland with Scott. Scott, you're in the air.
Yes, Pastor. Exactly what you're talking about there. Yeah, I think people that encourage and stand up for these psychos, there should be more consequences for what they say. Because it's not just their opinion. They're actually encouraging. They're an accessory to the demise of these of society, and they're false teachers. They're apostate. You know, you're supposed to have a credentials to be a policeman or a lawyer or a doctor, but some of these apostate false prophet so-called preachers, like that whore that tried to dress Trump down after his inauguration there, that tried to pass herself off as a reverend. These people are as apostate as the day is long, and there should be more consequences. These aren't just their opinions. They're taking an active approach to the demise of others. So I just want to I'll hang up and listen to your answer then. Thank you.
All right, very good. That woman you spoke about, the Bible says rebellion is the same as witchcraft, and here these women, okay, the Bible is very clear. God's, you know, the women are not to be ordained ministers. You know, God made it very clear. And you don't change that by getting a perversion of Scripture, okay? More and more, and you'll find out that a high majority of these women are lesbian, and they're married to other lesbians. And yes, indeed, they're involved in witchcraft. There's a lot of them are involved in witchcraft out there today, okay? So, again, these are the days that we're living in. And we've had a dearth of courage from the pulpit. Men who were preaching the gospel sometimes were just, you know, I hate to say it, they just did not have the intestinal fortitude to meddle, the spine. They needed to grow a spine to preach the way the apostles preached, to preach the way Jesus, to preach against sin. You know, they just found it more comfortable. And some of them would actually say, I'm just not comfortable preaching that. You're not supposed to be comfortable. You're supposed to, in fact, that's the last thing that God told you to be comfortable when you're called into the ministry, okay? All right, we have Clifford. I'll bet Clifford's not comfortable. Are you comfortable?
Yeah, just say something about Chicago and that scripture I wanted to bring up. But, you know, when people are being accosted on the streets, you're putting them in a bad situation, potentially. One thing that happened to me at one point, two people blocked my path, and I just happened to have a bottle of juice that I said, oh, I'm not going to drink this now. I didn't realize it had high fructose corn syrup. And I just held it up a little bit, and they got the message, you know, if it comes to it, I'll hit you over the head with this bottle. But that puts me in a bad position, you know. I'm minding my own business, and if I do that, that could get me in a lot of trouble. But it does put you in a position where you might have to defend yourself. You know, look at that Subway situation with the guy that was, taking the court, that was defending people on the subway that the guy was threatening to kill, you know, in New York.
Because you had a criminal prosecutor George Soros pays those guys, like that one, that prosecutor there in New York, to be easy to promote crime. He pays them. And remember, the number one office the Satanists covet is that of a prosecutor. That's the number one office. And that Bragg fellow, I have no doubts in my mind that guy was, you know, demon-possessed.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you look at Ezekiel chapter 38, the very last set of verses, it's talking about the wicked and the people with them. You know, so you could apply, what do you think of that in terms of the imprecatory prayer?
Are you talking about in Ezekiel chapter 38? Okay, and you say the last part of that?
Yeah, just the very end of it. I think it was 38.
Well, the last part he's talking is the judgment of God. And he says this, "Thus saith the Lord God, art thou he of whom I have spoken in old times, by my servants the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years that I would bring thee against them? And it shall come to pass at the same time when God shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, and so that the fishers of the sea and the fowls of heaven and the beasts of the earth and all the creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down and the steep places shall fall and every wall shall fail to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with the blood, and I will rain upon them and upon his bands and upon the people that are in with him, overflowing rain and great hailstorms." Of course, all of these things are going to happen during the tribulation period. "Thus I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord." And so, yeah, that's not an imprecatory prayer. That's God's judgment upon the nation of Israel during the tribulation period and upon all the unrepentant nations.
Yeah, so. Well, also it says in Jeremiah 14:11, it says, don't pray for the goodness of these people. So it doesn't say don't pray for them. It just don't pray for their good. What do you think of that?
Well, he tells you not to pray for these people because I've already passed judgment. I've already told you what I'm going to do, so don't be asking or praying that I don't do it, okay? Because I've already made it clear what I'm going to do. So, all right, I got to move on.
Okay. But,
thanks. Did we have anybody?
Yeah, we got Brian in Dallas.
This has to be the last one. Brian in Dallas have to be the last one. Hey, Brian, you're in the air.
Good. Is my call coming in clear, Pastor?
Yeah, real clear. Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, have you chimed in tonight about what Letitia Sheree, is that how you say her name, Letitia Sheree?
You mean that judge?
Right, the one that said that she told the United States today for all the Palestinians to raise up against the United States, and that the Democrats and Republicans not to help Netanyahu over in Israel. If you get a chance, everybody's listening, look up the article. But yes, they're talking about censoring her too, just like they did Jasmine Crocker, because she's threatening the United States, telling all the citizens that for Hamas to raise up against our country and all the citizens of the United States. And that, remember here during the election up in Michigan, the Muslim community told to the United States government that if you support Israel. We're not going to vote for the Democrats. And now Letitia Sheree's raising her voice today, just like Jasmine Crockett has, and they're threatening United States citizens again, saying that for all the Palestinians to raise up against the United States. But I just wanted to chime in on that and see if you guys have heard about it. If not, when you get a chance, please look it up. It's pretty differential for what she said, and that they're looking at they're going to censor her probably in the next, probably maybe tomorrow.
All right.
Her comments.
I'm going to have to move. Hey Brian, you're a born again blood wash believer, aren't you?
If I wasn't, I wouldn't be listening to you. What's right, what's left, Pastor. So as you know me, I'm exactly of everything and then some.
Well, then take a minute and tell the folks out there why they need to be saved. Tell the folks listening right now, those that have not received Christ as a Savior, tell them why they need to do that.
As of everybody listening, the reason why is because we don't know what tomorrow holds. We only have for barely even today, and what Jesus says, you know, he's going to come like a thief in the night. And he always says, you know, stay awake because we don't know the time, the day, the hour. And he asks us to turn away from our ways, not the earthly desires. And we should turn away from our earthly desires and the ways of the earth, because they're not his ways, and accept him as your Lord and Savior, because tomorrow's not promised for us. And we don't want to go to that lake of fire. And as the daylight and the sun rises in the morning, we don't know what's going to happen between that time. Only the Lord Jesus knows that time, and only his Father knows. And that's why we should repent now, because our time is near, and time is at hand, as the Word says. And as Pastor Ernie says, and all his followers also, we must follow the Lord Jesus and not follow the ways of the world, because the ways of the world are wicked. And as we all see it, these things are happening, and as it says in the Word, that the signs are going to be here, and these signs are here, as we all know. And if you follow the Word of the Lord and read his roadmap, that is the encyclopedia of what's going on. And that's why we should repent today and turn away from all of our sins and ask God to come into our hearts and come into our lives and be our Lord and Savior, and believe in all solely that he is our Lord and Savior. He died on the cross, and he's going to be raised again and come back to judge the living and the dead, because we don't have tomorrow to wait. And as it says, life is like a blink of the eye, and it's like the wind blowing. And if we don't accept him as our Lord and Savior, time is going to run out. And the alarm clock, when the alarm clock goes off, then it's possibly going to be too late, because God's going to ask us. There will be our time to go upon that throne, and he will ask us what we did. And, if we didn't accept him, and as he told us, he gave us this time that we have now to do these things, when that whistle blows and the horn blows, it might be too late. And I'm not going to take that chance. And if you do, then that's going to be on you guys that are out there listening. And I know this, I want my name written in the book of life, and I don't want to go to the lake of fire. And for everybody listening, if you don't believe it, get into the Word and read it, and that might kind of change your direction on your earthly ways and desires. And as the Word says, and as the pastor says, and his followers and the ones that speak about it, he is the way and the truth and the light, and that's what we should believe. And
amen.
Planted next to the rivers. If you believe in him and follow him, your life is going to be like a plant with rivers of water overflowing through your life, and you're like the Holy Spirit. So,
all righty, thanks.
We're
out of time, Brian, but thank you very much for that.
God bless.
There's no other way. No other way, folks. So, till tomorrow, good night.
God bless.
And here's we say, always. Ready? Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Looking for affordable auto insurance, even with tickets or accidents? At the Andrews Insurance Agency in Greensboro, we've got your back. We specialize in non-standard coverage with low down payments, low monthly rates, and excellent options for foreign and inexperienced drivers. Our friendly, bilingual agents are ready to help. We're open till 7 and here for you 24/7. Call 336-897-7500 or visit theandrewsinsuranceagency.com today. The Andrews Insurance Agency. Coverage that works for you.